all about grace. The Voice of St. Paul, this podcast, is about grace. That's what you will hear here. Grace, mercy, God's love in Christ. St. Paul Lutheran Church in Catonsville, Maryland, offers sermons, occasional devotions, and thoughts from Pastor Greg Alms and others. On this podcast, you'll hear about the love of Christ for you and in your life. We invite you to listen, to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. Well, I've got good news and bad news. First, the good news. We've all been invited to a wedding feast, the giant reception, the biggest wedding party everywhere, anywhere. Great food, lots of dancing and celebration, a big happy party. And you, all of us, were invited. That's good news. Jesus tells us a story about such a wedding feast. He says the kingdom of heaven is like a man who threw a wedding feast for his son. And he invites everyone in the end. He had a select list of people who ended up not wanting to come. So he throws open the invitation list and invites everyone to come in. The purpose and the point of the story is to tell us that the church is this wedding party, and all are invited. The church is a place of joy where we get to join in the celebration of the wedding feast of the Lamb, which has no end. God the Father provides a banquet, a thanksgiving dinner in honor of His Son who provides salvation for the world. And you and me, we're invited. We get to go. That's the good news of this wedding feast, that God has invited you and me. He sends out His servants of His gospel to go out into the crossroads, into the corners of the streets, and to gather any and all to come in. There's no requirement. You don't have to be a part of the family, right? You normally at a wedding invitations, you have to pare the list down, right? I mean, Grandma Schmidt has to go, but maybe not that guy I know at work. Right? You have to get in the number that fits on the list so we don't go broke at the reception. But this one is wide open. Anyone and everyone comes in. This is what the church is. A feast of grace. The greatest, the least. Jesus says the good and the bad, all invited. This, too, is good news. We don't have to make some sort of special list. The healthy and the sick, the rich and the poor, those who think they're important, those who think they're unworthy. God has killed the fatted calf for everyone. And it's all right here, right now. The parable is not just talking about some future event when we get to go to the wedding. We go to the wedding now. Today, we're at the wedding feast. Here, the table is set. We feast on the Word of God. This is not some imaginary banquet, some future story. Jesus is talking about St. Paul Lutheran Church in Catonsville, where His feast is set. He gives the forgiveness of sins. He brings you to the banquet. This is the wedding hall. This is the mountain that Isaiah talks about, in which death is overcome, where there is this great feast of aged wine and meat. This celebration happens here. Paul says, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. We rejoice because we're invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb. This is good news. But as I said, we also have bad news this morning. Good news and bad news. The good news is that you've been invited to the wedding. The bad news is that you have nothing to wear. You took a look in your closet, and it's full of old clothes. Stuff that's out of style. Stuff that's dirty. Stuff that needs to be washed or thrown away. To go to a big fancy wedding, you need wedding clothes. You need something nice to wear. We all know this. You can't go to a wedding in your old sweatsuit. You can't go with the jeans that have holes in them and the sneakers you use to cut the grass. They won't let you in. It's the same with God and His marriage feast. He invites everyone. But there's a dress code. A dress code. We hear about it in that poor fellow at the end of the story. Finally, the wedding hall is filled. And the king comes in and looks around. And there's a guy in the back who doesn't have the wedding garment. And the king asks him, "How did you get in here?" And the guy was speechless. He didn't know what to say. And he throws him out. Throws him out of the wedding. So the question we ask today is, do you have your wedding garment? Are you wearing the right clothes? Well, you better go look in your closet to see what you have. Now, when you look in your closet, you'll probably find some proverbial skeletons in your closet. You'll probably find some old dirty clothes. You see, our consciences, our memory, the devil, are quick to remind us about our closet and what we hide in there. Our memories, our consciences, Satan is constantly telling us that God won't let you in wearing that. Look at you. You're unworthy. You drink too much. You ruined your first marriage. You're a bad father. You don't work hard enough. You're lazy. You swear. You don't care about those who are around you like you should. You don't study the Bible enough. Look at all those dirty clothes you have. We could go on and on, pull out all of the clothes that are in there. You're never going to get into the wedding with that stuff. Kind of reminds me of Cinderella. You remember Cinderella, the story? The only Cinderella story I know is the Disney one, because my daughters made me watch it over and over again when they were little. And in the Disney story of Cinderella, the prince is having a ball, right? The prince is having a ball. Eventually, there'd be a marriage in Cinderella at the end. And Prince had a ball trying to find the girl he's supposed to marry. And the evil stepsisters keep telling Cinderella she can't go, even though all of the girls in the land are invited, because she doesn't have anything nice to wear. You can't go. You're Cinderella, right? She's scrubbing the floor. And this is what the devil and your conscience and your heart and the law tell you. You're unworthy. God can't love you. In Cinderella, it takes a fairy godmother to come. Waves her wand, and all of a sudden, a Cinderella has a coach, which used to be a pumpkin, and horse, which used to be mice, and her clothes are transformed so that she has this sparkling dress, and she can go to the ball. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't have a fairy godmother. But I do have a loving and gracious Heavenly Father. And I know about this Heavenly Father because God's Word tells me about Him, reveals Him to me. And that Word tells me that this God that we have is a God who clothes the naked, who covers His people, who puts over them a shield. God is concerned about what we wear. He wishes us to be covered, to be clothed, to be surrounded with His love. Think about the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve. The moment when they sin, they realize they have no clothes. Their eyes are open. Their shame and their sinfulness. And they try to make clothes for the wedding feast. They try to stitch together fig leaves, but it doesn't work. And so God sacrifices animals. Genesis 3 tells us that He covers Adam and Eve with garments of skin. He sacrificed an animal. An animal gave its life. And God took those skins and covered Adam and Eve. He clothed them. He covered their shame. He covered their sinfulness. God gives us the clothes we need to get in to the wedding feast. That wedding garment is not a sacrificed animal, not animal skins. That garment is Christ. The wedding garment is your baptism. St. Paul says, all who are baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Christ is the one sacrificed to cover us. He is our coat. He is the white robes of righteousness that we put on. He is the wedding garment that we wear. Christ covers us. When God looks at us, he does not see the old clothes in our closet. He has put, as far as east is from the west, all of the things that we are aware of that we have done in our past, our unworthiness. When God looks at us, he sees Christ, for we have put Christ on. He sees Christ's righteousness. He sees us as holy and perfect and righteous and good because we are in Christ. We are those things. You know, what you wear becomes who you are. The school has uniforms, and those uniforms say, I am a part of the St. Paul Lutheran Church school and family. That's who I am. We put on Christ. I am in Christ. I am good and holy and perfect. Not in myself, not when I look in my closet, but when I look who I am in Christ, that is my reality before God. I'm all dressed up. I'm ready to go to the wedding. When I was a kid, my grandma would order us Christmas presents from the Sears and Roebuck catalog. And we didn't live close to Houston most of the time, so she would send those and they would come. And for many years, she bought me shirts. And when you're a 6-year-old or even a 12-year-old, shirts aren't high on your list, right? Plus, it was some sort of, she would get these Western-style shirts, and they'd have pearly buttons, and I really didn't like them. So I would take this gift from my grandmother, and I'd put it in the back of the drawer, and I would try my best never to wear it. I just want to get rid of it. I'd put it in the drawer and put it away. It was a fine gift. My grandmother loved me, wanted me to know that she loved me, and here was this gift, but I put the gift away. Our Heavenly Father has sacrificed his Son for us. In our baptism, he has covered us with a righteousness that is not our own. The danger for us as Christians is that we will do with that gift what I did with my grandmother's gift, and that is stick it in the drawer and forget about it, like our baptismal certificate, like the bulletin, or the day, we won't remember. We just put it in the drawer and we forget. Put on Christ. Trust in his righteousness. When you look in the mirror, know that your sins have been forgiven and that Jesus doesn't see what's in your closet. God doesn't see it. He sees Christ. Put on Christ. Put on your wedding garment, and remember and know and believe and trust what God tells you, that you are beautiful and perfect and holy, and that all of those skeletons in your closet, all those old clothes are done with. They're gone. They don't exist in God's eyes. You're covered now. Covered. Wear your baptism. Put on Christ. Good news today. You're invited to the feast. Even better news, God has given you the wedding garment of Christ. Come to the feast. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening to the voice of St. Paul. God be with you.